In the strictest sense, just breathing the early morning pig fat scented air of Luann's diner ought to go against the laws of vegetarianism. But it didn't bother Will Garrett. He was a tolerant man. The only laws he had were for himself. It didn't even offend him that Luann never remembered to leave the bacon off his scrambled egg platter. In fact, he understood. In Luann's world, men who didn't eat meat simply could not exist. Life was about choices. He could choose to be glad he existed for Luann, or he could ruin his morning because his personal preferences were not utmost in the collective mind of the world at large. It was an easy choice. Across the table, Brantley Kincaid slid his plate forward, and Will deposited the bacon there. They had done this so many times over so many breakfasts that they didn't even remark on it anymore. Will and Brantley had gotten into the habit of eating together when they'd been working on restoring a historical building, along with Brantley's girlfriend Lucy, who was now his wife. The magazine that had done a spread on the building after it won an award of excellence from the Southeastern Preservation and Restoration Association had called Will an artisan and a master craftsman. He called himself a carpenter. That was good enough for anybody.
"So," Brantley said, "I took the job to restore the Italianate church in Searcy. Just 30 miles from here, built in 1854. It's a little gem."
Brantley was about to try and sell him on a job. It wasn't the first time. In fact, after relocating Kincaid Architectural Design and Restoration to Merritt, Brantley had tried to talk Will into a partnership, something that would never happen. Brantley was a real professional and took pride in his work. Will respected him, even counted him as a friend. But a partnership meant compromise, and Will did not compromise where his work was concerned. However, he liked working with Brantley, and he might be interested in this project, if it felt right.
"It's got a hand-carved altar rail, at least what's left of it."
Brantley gave him a challenging look. This was the kind of work Will liked best, and Brantley knew it.
"Their original altar furniture was destroyed in a fire and has never been replaced. They have pictures. Yep, lots of hand carving. And they have no illusions about what that kind of work costs. I'll have to see it."
More to the point, he had to touch it, see how the wood felt. He had to walk the property. If it gave out negative feelings, he was out. He also didn't work for people he didn't like. He'd once turned down a job worth tens of thousands of dollars because the property owner made his preschool son cry when the boy interrupted their meeting. Brantley took out his archaic day planner, a small brown leather notebook. Worn and weather-beaten, it looked like something Ralph Lauren would take camping to keep up with the firewood.
"How's next week? Tuesday, January 13th?
Brantley asked.
"I can do that."
Will took out his smartphone and keyed it in. Brantley knew from experience that Will would say no more on the subject until he saw the property. He didn't understand it, but he accepted it. Will had become close with Brantley and Lucy, but not close enough to tell them of his kinship with the wood. However, there was some information he needed, and there was no doubt that Brantley had said information. Due to his wife being mobbed up with a group of women who seemed to know stuff before it happened, Brantley was an information goldmine. Not that Will usually cared about such things, but he cared about this, and it would be easy to get, because Brantley was a talker, and all you had to do was point him down a path and wind him up.
"How's Lucy?"
Will asked. Lucy was an interior designer, and Will had worked with her several times over the past few years.
"Good."
Brantley broke into the smile of a besotted, satisfied, recently married man. Will had been at the August wedding, though it had cost him a little piece of himself. He paid a little bit every time he saw Arabelle Avery.
"She's busy. She's been redoing Lainey Avery's old apartment, the one she lived in above her candy shop before she married Luke and they moved to the farm."
A little frown crossed Brantley's face.
"Luke's sister is moving into the apartment."
This was going to be easier than Will had anticipated.
"Do you know Arabelle?"
Will nodded.
"We don't go deep, but we go back."
Or they didn't go deep, unless you counted that night 2.5 years ago. And it couldn't be counted, because both times he'd seen her since, she had turned him down flat when he'd tried to see her again. She wanted nothing to do with him. Not that he had really expected she would.